Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for today's brand new Healthline. I'm Courtney Butts. Healthline 3 is where we like to focus on ways to live a healthier, happier, and pain-free life. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions live in the studio today. We'll be opening the phone lines here shortly, but as a reminder, please make sure you're in a quiet room when you call with your TV turned all the way down so we can hear your question. Our number is 318-219-4569. We'll have that number on your screen. And today's topic is medical weight loss versus surgical weight loss. Joining me today to talk about this subject is Dr. Jim Barnes, a bariatric surgeon from Highland Clinic in Shreveport. Good afternoon, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks Courtney.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. It's always a hot topic. Medical weight loss, surgical weight loss, and you're a pro at both of these.
It is indeed, and you know, obesity is such a problem in the South specifically, and there was just, you know, every year they come out with the most obese cities in the United States, and I just read yesterday Shreveport is number 3 in the whole country terms of most obese cities per capita, so it's a real problem here.
Yeah, and Louisiana is always at the top of the charts for unhealthiest states, too. So what can you provide for people of the Arklatex that will help them lose weight?
Yeah, so we provide, we kind of say kind of the one-stop shop for weight loss now. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for a long time. I'm about 30 years into this now. And so we kind of offer the whole package. So we have a big surgical weight loss program where we do operations for morbid obesity, the gastric bypass and the sleeve gastrectomy, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today and how those work. And we see, you know, great weight loss and people just get dramatically healthier with that weight loss.
Right.
And then we also have our medical weight loss side too, which we see people that are maybe not interested in surgery, ready for surgery, candidates for surgery, whatever the case may be. And there's been a lot of advances in recent years on medical weight loss. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking mostly about the weekly injections, the Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro that is so much in the news right now. And so we have a program where we offer those, see people monthly, and we're seeing really good results with that as well.
Yeah, and I know probably from your standpoint, it's an individualized process. So, you know, if someone is on the fence about the surgery, you would start with the medical weight loss, but is there one maybe better than the other, medical versus surgical?
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's a lot of pros and cons to both. Obviously, surgery is a, you know, relatively big step. It's, you know, it's an operation, mm-hmm. Whereas the medical weight loss is a weekly injection, so it's not as big of a step in that regards. Mm-hmm. We don't see as good a results with the medical weight loss compared to the surgical. You know, the average weight loss, most people are gonna lose about 30% of their total weight with surgery versus about 15% with the injections. So mm-hmm. we don't see, you know, quite the weight loss with the injections. I tell you, to me also the biggest advantage of surgery, you know, we do see a little better weight loss with it, but it's also for most people going to be a permanent weight loss or mm-hmm. a long-term weight loss. And that's kind of the big unknown with these injections. And
right.
and again, they work really well, and it's far and away the best medication that we have for weight loss now. The question is long-term, what's going to happen mm-hmm. with these? Because we know right now that when people get off of them, there's a tendency to start gaining weight back. And so, you know, we don't know, are people going to stay on these the rest of their lives? You know, possibly. That sort of remains to be seen. It's still kind of a new enough thing yet.
Right. So let's talk about the surgical procedures that you provide at Highland Clinic. You have two different ones that you typically go under?
We do, yeah. So we do two operations, and kind of how this starts for patients. We do a weekly seminar on Tuesday mornings for those that are interested in you know, hearing more about surgical weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I meet, you know, it's a small group, usually between 4 and 8 people, and we kind of go over all the information about weight loss surgery as a group for about 30-40 minutes, and then I meet with each of them individually, and we sort of come up with a treatment plan moving forward. If it's going to be, you know, kind of surgical versus medical weight loss, if it's surgical, which operation. And so mm-hmm. we kind of go the pros and cons of each of those. So in a nutshell, both are good operations. The gastric bypass we do tend to see a little better weight loss with. That's where we staple off a small stomach pouch, okay, about the size of a large egg, so people can't eat a lot of food at one mm-hmm. time. And then we bypass a portion of the stomach intestine so people don't absorb as many calories out of the food that they eat.
Right.
And so we do see a great weight loss with that. Also, people's comorbidities, their medical issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, things like that, we have a very high cure rate
of those
after the gastric bypass. With a diabetes, for example, we see an 80 to 90% cure rate of type 2 diabetes, and that's usually within about 36 hours of surgery. It's gone.
Wow.
So it's not just about, you know, getting smaller and looking better. It's also mm-hmm. a big health issue.
And living longer.
And living longer, yes. We know life expectancy after bariatric surgery goes up pretty significantly. That's so brilliant. We see it with the bypass, and then with the sleeve, we also see very good results. The numbers are not quite the same. We see a little more weight loss with the bypass than the sleeve, but we do see a great weight loss with both. The sleeve is a slightly smaller operation, and that's one of its advantages. It's a little bit less of a surgery than the bypass. With the sleeve, we actually go in and take out about 2/3 of the stomach. So we just leave a little narrow tube of stomach about the size and shape of a small banana. Hmm. So we're downsizing the stomach so people fill up faster, they can't eat as much. And then the other thing both these operations do is they decrease your appetite. Most mm-hmm. people are not as hungry after
right.
surgery, so that sort of helps with the cravings and things like that.
Right. So just for reference, how big is the average human stomach?
So the just average curious. Human stomach, there's a little bit of variability, but they're relatively consistent. I tell people kind of think about the size of a Nerf football.
Okay.
And that's roughly what a full stomach is going to be size-wise. And so we're taking that down to the size of a banana with the sleeve, and then it's even a little bit smaller with the bypass. We take it down to about the size of a large egg, so that really decreases
right.
the volume that people can eat. They just fill mm-hmm. up a lot faster.
So it probably changes their life pretty quickly, mm-hmm. you know, as far as what they can eat right after surgery, right?
It does. And we have initially the diet's very restricted. We start off with just a liquid diet for a little while as things kind of heal up after surgery and mm-hmm. there, and then gradually start adding foods back to your diet. But it's definitely a lifestyle change, and we counsel people all the way through with this and have, yeah. Diet instructions all along the way as they go. But definitely some changes, but the surgery makes that a lot easier mm-hmm. in that you fill up faster, you're not as hungry, so you're not wanting to eat as much stuff. And then it also kind of, thumps you on the head a little bit if you veer off the track. If you eat too much, you're going to feel uncomfortable from
right.
it. If you eat something sweet with the gastric bypass, more than a few bites of something, you're probably not going to tolerate that. It might make you a little bit sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does sort of, it's kind of, guardrails for your eating. It
yeah.
sort of keeps you from veering too far off track.
That's a good way, good imagery there, because I think, it is inherently in humans to know when we're hungry and to know when we're full, but I feel like it gets lost in translation over the years, and so these surgeries
yeah.
are kind of helping us get back on track.
It does,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
yeah. Well, if you have a question for Dr. Barnes and you're just joining us, you can give us a call at 318-219-4569. The number is right there on your screen. We're talking all about medical weight loss and surgical weight loss, so give us a call. Okay, so we talked about surgical ways to lose weight, and we can still dive back in, but we can maybe transition a little bit to the medical weight loss that you are now providing with the injections, semaglutide and tirzepatide.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about maybe, are there differences in the two?
Yeah, so that's been a big advance in medical weight loss. We had medications for weight loss. Atipex is the most common one that people hear about. And I use Atipex is a good drug in situations, and I use that a lot as well. But the injections have really been a game changer in medical weight loss. We see a much better weight loss. They're generally tolerated very well. There are some side effects that can occur with them. Most of the time you can compensate for that by adjusting the dose. But we're seeing with these weekly injections that people really just lose a lot of weight. And it works a couple of ways. It decreases your appetite,
mm-hmm.
and so you're not as hungry. And then it slows the emptying of the stomach. And so the food sits in the stomach a little bit longer, so you stay full longer. You're not looking for something to eat 2 hours after you just ate lunch, mm-hmm. and you know, because the stomach is not emptying as quickly. So, right. So that's part of how it works as well.
Okay, very cool. Well, we have Vanessa on the line. Vanessa, what is your question for Dr. Barnes?
Dr. Barnes, I've had the bypass surgery in 2012, but I still experience a lot of discomfort in my stomach, I think from scarring. If I eat any food that is like grainy textured or a bit dense, I still have a lot of problems with that. Well, what do I need to do to help me with this?
Yeah, so if you want to look into that, we could certainly see you for that. I see patients all the time that, you know, even if their surgery was done elsewhere, and that's fine. You know, there can be a lot of different causes for that. You mentioned scar tissue, and that can be, but that's not the most common thing. Sometimes you can get a little ulcer, and that can cause some of that trouble. Sometimes it can be gallbladder trouble if you still have a gallbladder in. Sometimes it can just be the types of food that you're eating the wrong stuff, and that's causing some stomach issues too. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, obviously a little hard to answer with a phone call, but if you want to come see me and we can dive into that a little bit further and see if we can figure out what's going on.
Okay. All right. How do I get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can just call my office, and this is for anything, whether it's a follow-up like this or a new patient, and you can just call the office number, which is 798-4433 here in Shreveport, and Ashley and Taylor are the two people in my office. You're not going to get a recording. You're going to get to talk to a human when you call, and just call and you know, tell them you talked to me on the show and you wanted to get some help with that, and we'll get you an appointment as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vanessa. And if you missed that phone number, we'll say that again later in the show. You can also go to ktbs.com/healthline3, and I believe that will take you straight to your website as well. That would be an easy way to get connected with you, too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Well, so continuing with the medical weight loss side, can people do, like, let's say they had the surgery and maybe they've had a little bit of rebound weight gain, can they then do the medical weight loss?
Yeah, and that's another place where we use it. And that's why, you know, this gets complicated. And if you go to somebody that just does one thing or, you know, this one thing, it's really hard to really manage obesity in general. And so mm-hmm. that's where I think this is really a nice service where we kind of cover it all. And that's a great example. You know, somebody that's had weight loss surgery, you know, for most people it's going to be a long-term weight loss, but it's not 100%, nothing is, and sometimes we see people that are gaining weight back, and then we, you know, can look at, you know, how we can help them to kind of get back on track again. And sometimes that's just working with them on their diet. Sometimes it's just seeing them back on a regular basis, because that just keeps people focused on it better. It adds a little accountability to it. You know, we use oral medications like Atipex, we talked about that, is very helpful. And then now we also have in our armamentarium these injections. And so we also use that in people that have gained some weight back and want to work on losing that again. And the injections are a really good tool for that as well.
Right, yeah. Well, I think we have another caller. Sandra, what is your question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Texas. Close to 25 plus years ago at St. Michael's, I had the gastric bypass with the stomach stapling. I've had many, many complications. This past December, I had another GI bleed, and I'm supposed to come to Shreveport. I don't know if I'm coming to you or Willis Knighton to get it reversed. What does that entail? Are you going to have to go in and do the complete, like, cut me from like they did before, or go in like a keyhole, or what does that entail, and how much recovery and everything do I need to expect from that?
Yeah, so it kind of depends a little bit on what's going on with you. Reversing a gastric bypass is very rare. I've only done that once or twice in my career because it usually doesn't require that. I'm questioning 25 years ago, it's possible you might have had a stomach stapling operation, but not a gastric bypass, and that's going to be a very different thing. So we would have to kind of look into exactly what operation you had done that long ago, because it may not have been a gastric bypass. I'm guessing it probably wasn't.
No, it was both. They went in and did the stomach stapling and did the gastric bypass. It was a doctor that no longer, they banned him from St. Michael's because of stuff that he did.
So again, we would have to kind of look at that, and you know, probably what we would do is do a scope on you and kind of see what that anatomy looks like. You know, see if we see anything that looks like might be bleeding in there, and then we can sort of talk about what options we have moving forward. But I do a lot of that kind of stuff, revisions, and you know, seeing people that have had problems from other surgeries done elsewhere, and so we do a lot of that. If we would have to do something surgically, in answer to your question, we still do all of these robotically now. We can talk about that here in a minute too, the robotic surgery that we do.
Cool.
But we don't make the big incisions, almost never do that anymore. But robotically with the several little tiny incisions, and we can usually go in even on the complicated revisions and things like that, and we can usually still get those done through the small holes. It's usually typically a one-night stay in the hospital. Recovery is a few weeks kind of getting over it afterwards.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, if you just want to call the office, like we told the last caller, and although I guess it's possible you already have an appointment with me. You said you already had something scheduled, but we'd be happy to see you here.
Thank you, Sandra, for your question. So you just mentioned robotic surgery.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty advanced, so tell me about it.
It's very advanced, and I wish I was the one that had come up with it, but it's way smarter than I am. But it's really kind of the next big stage in surgery now. And you know, when I first started doing these 30 years ago, everybody that had weight loss surgery got a big open down incision to do that. And then in the late 90s is when laparoscopy came about, and that was a big advance where we're working through the little holes, standing at the table, watching it on a TV screen as we work. But now we've moved into kind of the next phase of surgery, which is robotic surgery. And so instead of me at the table working, we now have the robot at the table. And the instruments are attached to the robotic arms, and then I'm over in the other side of the room sitting at a console, and then using hand and foot controls, I'm controlling the robotic arms that are then manipulating the instruments inside the patient. And so it's been a huge advance in surgery, and we do all these surgery robotically now and have for several years. It gives me a lot more dexterity in there. I can do things, you know, differently and better. Translating over to the patient side, we've cut the hospital stay in half. It's gone from 2 nights to 1 night after surgery. Recovery is very quick now. Most people are back to work in about a week and a half after bariatric surgery. The complication rate, which was already very low, has gotten even lower now. So, you know, we just see some really nice advantages to doing these robotically now.
Yeah, I can imagine this incision increasing infection, possibly increasing. You know, recovery time.
And it just hurts. When you have a big incision, it's painful for weeks afterwards. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have another caller on the line. Sue, what is your question for Dr. Barnes?
Hi. I was wondering if there's an age cutoff as to when you can use the medical weight loss, and is there insurance coverage in this area? I know there's a lot of TRICARE and Medicare people. Is it any medical coverage for the medical weight loss?
Yeah, those are great questions. So let's talk about age first. For medical weight loss, honestly, I don't really have an age cutoff. Now, you know, we look at each person individually and have to decide, you know, anytime I'm taking care of a patient, whether it's medically or surgically, you know, we're always kind of weighing risk and benefits and determining what we're going to do moving forward. But for the most part, there's not a set upper age limit for the injections. With surgery, we do cut that off at age 70 with the surgery. So in answer to your insurance question, there are several problems that we have with insurance. And the program we offer is a cash pay program. We don't do it through insurance. And we use the compounded medications, which are compounded in Texas. And it's not the brand name. It's sort of equivalent to taking a generic pill instead of the name brand pill. So it's the same medication, it's just in the generic or compounded form. And so the problem we're seeing with insurance is, first of all, 80% of insurances do not cover the injections. So most of the time they're not covered. And then the second problem, even if you have coverage, we're having a lot of trouble getting those. You know, Wegovy is the one that we use mainly for weight loss, and it's just really, really hard to find right now. And so even if you have authorization for it, like TRICARE does usually cover it, but we can't get it. And so that's why we've gone to this cash pay program with the compounded medications, because we have no availability issues. They ship to your house within 48 hours, and so they come very quickly. It's a little expensive. You know, if you're paying cash for the brand name ones, it's about $1,300 a month, which is just crazy. For the compounded semaglutide, it's $475 a month through our office, and that includes your office visit, you know, seeing me monthly, and then the medications and all the supplies needed with that. That again is shipped to your house after your appointment.
All right, thank you. That was very informative.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks for your question. Well, if you have a question for Dr. Barnes and you're just joining us, give us a call at 318-219-4569. Alinda is on the line. What's your question?
Yes, speaking on one topic, I came in the middle of the program, and I was trying to see if he's only speaking on one topic.
We're talking about, just about weight loss today, medical and surgical weight loss.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not about weight loss. It's a female problem.
Okay. Well, I'd probably not be the one to answer that. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for your question anyways. We appreciate it. Well, so, you know, I think there was a lot of conversation around like the Oscars and Academy Awards when a lot of like celebrities that may not need medical weight loss drugs, they're just doing it for the aesthetic, you know. So what do you think about people that may not even, you know, they may be under a 25 BMI, not overweight, not obese? Do you think that it's safe for individuals to take semaglutide?
You know, there are requirements that have to be met by the FDA to qualify for the injections. And if you're under that set weight, it's not FDA approved for that. And we follow those guidelines. And so basically you have to have a BMI of 27 or greater. And BMI is body mass index. A lot of people are familiar with that term, I know. It's just a ratio using your height and weight together. Mm-hmm. And it just allows us to compare everybody across the board with a single number. Because if you just look at weight, that means a lot of different things. If you're a tall person, a short person, that sort of thing. So, and it's easy to calculate your BMI. You just, you know, search BMI calculator on Google, and all you need is your height and your weight. You plug those numbers in and it'll spit out your BMI. And so so to qualify for the injections, you do have to have a BMI of 27 or greater. And also on that same line, let's talk about the surgery side. To qualify for surgery, you have to have, if you have a BMI of 40 or greater, you will definitely qualify. If it's between 35 and 40, they usually require that you have at least one other health issue related to your weight: diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, things like that, to cover it. And then if you're under 35, you're not going to be a candidate for surgery right now. It's not going to be covered at that time. Most of the surgery we do is done through insurance. We talked about the medical side is not, mm-hmm. but most of the surgery, I would say 95% of the operations I do are covered by insurance. And so most commercial insurances cover it. Medicare covers it, and we do take Medicare as well. You know, most of the time, patients just have to pay whatever their deductible or copay is, and the insurance is going to pick up the rest.
Gotcha. Very informative. Yeah. So what about if someone is over 40 BMI or and maybe they have all these extra medical issues or diagnoses, would they qualify for surgery as well? Or
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Anybody at 40 and above, I think, is a great candidate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the heavier people get, the worse they're going to do without surgery. Mm-hmm. And we know that that diet and exercise, just really in morbid obesity, don't really work long term. Mm-hmm. The medications are definitely better than that, and they, you know, we have a good result with that. But again, once you get especially that BMI of 40 or greater, in my opinion, surgery is usually going to be a better choice because you're going to see a better weight loss, and again, the long term, the long lasting effect for most people, this is going to be a lifetime weight loss versus with the injections, you know, we have to worry about what happens when you stop them someday.
Right. Yeah. And so there's also a lot of new research coming out about how these injections can help heart disease.
There is. Yeah. Right. And again, this is still pretty new. Yeah. You know, we're mm-hmm. still learning about a lot of this. And so there was a study recently that came out in the last few months showing a significant decrease in heart disease in those people that were doing the injections. And so I think we're going to see more and more of that as you know, there's a lot of research money being poured into this right now, and I think we're going to really start learning a lot more about this over the next 5 years, you know, the good and the bad. I mean, you know, again, it's still new enough, we don't know long term if there's going to be any issues. We don't feel like there is for most people. But we're going to, you know, a lot more will be revealed over the next few years.
Only time will tell.
Yes.
So you also mentioned, so since you do the compounding, semaglutide, the weight loss injections, you can get these a lot quicker than the
brand
name. Yeah,
it really, it's such a problem right now trying to find these in town, and people are just having a lot of trouble getting the brand name ones. And so, but with the pharmacy, it's in Austin, Texas. It's you know, and we've completely vetted this place, and they're covered by the Texas Board of Pharmacy, and so we are able to have a really quick turnaround. You know, we fax them the prescription, they overnight it the next day directly to the patient's house, and so from the time you see me in the office, within 2 or 3 days you're going to have it at your house already. So
that's pretty,
it's really quick.
Yeah. So, and the brand name would be something like Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro,
right?
But then you're doing the compounding, same thing.
It's the same drug. It's just, again, it's kind of like the generic equivalent, which is how we do, you know,
Equate.
Most of our pills now.
Right.
And so it's the same thing. It's semaglutide or tirzepatide, which is, it's just the generic version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we only have just a couple minutes, but any risk factors for individuals that are wanting to do these options?
Again, like I said earlier, we always kind of have to weigh the risk of both sides. You mm-hmm. know, what are the risks of you know, the injections or the surgery? But then over here, we've got what are the risks of being overweight? And those are big risks, you know, especially as we get older. You know, when you are overweight, to me, obesity is the biggest risk factor there is across the board. I think it's worse than smoking. I think it's worse than, you know, anything else you want to throw out there. Obesity is just really hard on our bodies. People's life expectancy is dramatically shorter when they're morbidly obese. And so even though there are some small risks with treatment of obesity, shots or surgery, for most people, the risk of not having this the treated are much worse because it's just so unhealthy for you.
And usually obesity bleeds into diabetes, heart disease, sleep apnea, which can kill you faster than most things.
There's a lot of bad stuff that goes along with it. So again, people are so much healthier afterwards, feel better, more active. You know, it's just, it really, when you get that weight off, it's just, people are just, they just do better.
Yeah. I love it. Well, tell us where we can find you online.
Yeah, so my office is in the Highland Clinic, which is on Burt Coons right there by Christus Highland Hospital. And there you can you just call the office if you want to schedule an appointment, or just ask questions, and that's fine too. It's 798-4433. I have a Facebook page, James Barnes MD, on Facebook if you follow that. Or you can go to the HighlandClinic.com website and go under providers and click on my name, and I've got some information on there as well.
Awesome. And you can also go to ktbs.com/healthline and you can get all that information there as well. Well, thank you for your time again, Dr. Barnes.
Thank you.
We hope you have a wonderful day.